Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Here comes part two of our six-part series on critical home buying steps.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're going to talk a little bit about buying a home because that's the challenging side of the marketplace for residential real estate. It's finding a home you can afford, making sure you can buy it, and making sure you buy the right house so that you can have a good investment in the future. So understanding why you want to buy a house is important, not just because you want to nest or because you don't want to be a tenant, but deeper. What do you want it for? How long do you want it, and what are your end game goals? Second, we talked about your credit score. Your credit score needs to be monitored in advance of the purchase so that you can hone it to be as high as possible. Credit scores are incentives for lenders to give you a loan, give you better terms, and be more lax on other parts of the purchase, for example, an appraisal, if you got the credit score that they hope to see. Third is creating a housing budget. That is to make sure you understand not just what you can do, but what you would like to do. Now, in this market, it may be stretching towards what you can do, but ideally, you want to understand a budget that's sustainable. Sustainable if, for example, someone gets injured in the household who currently has an income that supports this housing payment. We've got to make sure that we've got a situation where you can handle the waves, the ups and downs, and maximizing your opportunity is not always the best idea. So take a look at that. Saving for the down payment next. If you're a veteran, you may be able to get 100% financing. And there are a few oddball other programs out there. Oh, and USDA, also a federal program, where there is zero down payment. And that does not mean there's not going to be any cost in the purchase. So you're definitely going to have a nest egg. You're going to be looking at nothing too substantial if you get 100% financing, let's say between $5,000 and $10,000. The reason for this is you've got inspection fees, you've got to have the liquidity to put an earnest money forward, you've got to take a look at what's going to be needed on the home after close of escrow, especially if you're looking at the lower end. There's going to be things like window coverings, maybe replacement of some very tired rugs or carpeting. So you've got to take a look at access to funds. And what you have is where you should start. You should start by talking to a lender and saying, this is what I've got, and make a plan with both the credit score and the down payment to make sure you know what you're going to be doing 6 months from now when it is time to buy. Shopping for a mortgage is important to do. I'd say shopping for a lender is the way I would say that. The rates will change. You need someone that knows and has the flexibility of programs that can accommodate your interests specifically. So interviewing lenders is important. Give me a call if you'd like some ideas of some reputable lenders, especially for first-time buyers, where they have the latitude to go to where you need to be to get the opportunity you need to maximize your mortgage. There's more in the critical steps to buying a home. I will share them with you next program.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.